听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Jason feels very nervous because he has a blind date tonight. The girl is the granddaughter of his aunt's neighbor. Her name is April, and Jason doesn't know much about her. He's not sure he wants to date her. His friends give him advice. They tell him to be himself and be honest.Jason hopes his date goes well.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea. Well, friends, I want to help you get ready for today's lesson. So let's talk about today's key words. We see the word date. Jason has a blind date tonight. Here, date is a noun. When you go on a date...It's a time when you get together with another person. Often, you go on a date to get to know that person. When a boy and a girl or a man and a woman go on a date, they want to see what that person is like. Maybe you are interested in dating that person and getting to know them a little bit better. Now, date can also be a verb.When you date someone, you go on dates. When you date, you do things. Maybe you do different activities to get to know that person. Well, Jason has a blind date, so he's not dating the person. He's actually meeting this girl or this woman for the first time. The girl is a granddaughter of his aunt's neighbor. Granddaughter is...Also, a key word. If you are a grandmother, you can have a granddaughter. If you are a girl and you have a grandmother, then you are a granddaughter. My mom doesn't have a granddaughter, but she does have two grandsons.Well, another key word is honest. When someone is honest, they tell the truth. When you date another person, you want to be honest. You want to say things that are true. We want to be honest when we are talking to other people. Neighbor is also a key word. Your neighbor is a person who lives close to you.Your neighbor can live in the same building or on the same street. Well, we have more to learn. Let's go see our friends at the mall.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Jack. Well, today's lesson is a very interesting lesson. Our lesson for today is about dating.Have you ever dated anyone? Have you ever been on a date? Well, one of our friends tonight has a date. Who is it? Well, I'm not going to tell you. You'll have to find out for yourself. And here's something else for you to find. The answer to our find it question. What has Jason's aunt tried to do for months? I'll say it again.What has Jason's aunt tried to do for months? Well, let's find out. But first, let's go see what Christina has to say.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Information Desk. I'm Christina. 今天我们要讲到 blind date.Blind date 就是由第三方安排的男女初次约会，通常是跟一个从来没见过的人。听起来很有趣吧？我们先来学今天的单字 date 约会 date。例如 ，Kevin 很紧张，因为 he is going on a date tonight。 granddaughter, 外孙女或孙女 granddaughter. My grandmother has 6 granddaughters. Neighbor, 邻居 neighbor. 你看到邻居会打招呼吗 Do you say hello to your neighbors? Date, 与某人交往或谈恋爱 date.常会有人问你目前有交往的对象吗 Are you dating anyone at the moment? Honest, 坦诚的诚实的 Honest, 例如请告诉我你的意见 I want your honest opinion. Okay, so who is going on a blind date? Let's go find out.
Conversation A.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm okay. My aunt just called. April and I are going out tonight.
Oh, how are you feeling?
I feel nervous.
Who's April? What's going on?
Jason is going on a blind date tonight.
Really?
Yes, my aunt wants to introduce me to a girl.
Who is she?
She's the granddaughter of my aunt's neighbor.
Hello, friends. Here I am again. And Amy is with me.
Hi, Tom. Hi, friends. We're glad we can be together again.
Now, Jack, Jason, and I are in the tribal store. Jason is doing okay. His aunt just called. He says April and I are going out tonight. That's right.Jason is going on a blind date tonight, and our key word is date.
Date.
Date. Are you going on a date? If you go on a date with someone, that means you go out with them somewhere. Maybe you go to a restaurant to eat. Maybe you go to a movie. You do something with someone special, a date.
Oh, Jason is going on a date.With April. But wait a minute, he doesn't know April.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going on a blind date with her. When you go on a blind date, that means you go on a date with someone you don't know.
That's right, someone you have never seen before. So that's why they call this a blind date. Have you ever gone on a blind date? Have you ever been on a blind date, Amy?
No, I have never gone on a blind date before. I'd be nervous.
Yeah, a lot of people get nervous on blind dates, and I think Jason is a little nervous. Jason says, my aunt wants to introduce me to a girl. Of course, she is the granddaughter of my aunt's neighbor, and our key word is granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Granddaughter.If you are a girl, then you are a granddaughter. You have grandparents. They have a granddaughter. Amy, are you a granddaughter?
I am. I am a granddaughter. I have grandparents, and I am their granddaughter.
Well, let's use this keyword in a sentence. Maybe you can, too. My grandparents only have 2 granddaughters. My 2 sisters...are their 2 granddaughters.
Well, April is the granddaughter of Jason's aunt's neighbor. And neighbor is our next key word. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Neighbor. Your neighbors are people that you live next to. Do you know your neighbors?
Do you know your neighbors? Well, my neighbors are very nice.When I first moved into this town, my neighbors baked a lot of cookies for me.
Aw, that's so sweet. Let's review our key words. Date. Date. Kevin really likes Nicole. He wants to go on a date with her.
Granddaughter. Granddaughter. Julie is Bob's granddaughter. She is his daughter's daughter.
Neighbor. Neighbor. The Chens live next to the Ewalds. They are neighbors. Now, friends, good job. Let's go and see Inspector E.
Inspector English.
Hello, friends. I'm Inspector E.
And I'm Dr. English. We are here to help you with another useful English tip.
That's right. We have a lot to learn. So let's get started.
My aunt wants to introduce me to a girl. My aunt wants to introduce me to a girl. My aunt wants to introduce me to a girl.
Jason is going on a blind date tonight. Do you remember the name of his date?
Her name is April. Jason's aunt wants to introduce this girl, April, to Jason.
Now, let's learn about this word, introduce. If I introduce someone to you, I want you to get to know him or her.
Yes. Usually, when we introduce someone to someone else, we will tell them the person's name and a little about them.
Right. Now, we can also use the word introduce to tell someone about something they might like.
Yes. If I read a book that I really like and I think you might like it too, I might introduce the book to you.
Or if there's something I really like to do, for example, skiing, and you've never done it before, I can introduce skiing to you by taking you skiing.
Do you see something here? In the sentence pattern, introduce A to B. A is always the person or thing that is being introduced. And B is the person that A is being introduced to.
All right. Do you understand? Good. So Jason's aunt wants to introduce April to Jason. I wonder if they will like each other. We'll have to keep watching to find out.
That's right. Now remember, everyone, if you have a question...
We have an answer. I'm Inspector E.
And I'm Dr. English.
See you next week.
Conversation B.
Jason's aunt has tried to set up Jason with April for months, but she was never able to.
And you're finally going out tonight.
Yes.
I wish I had a date tonight. I haven't dated anyone for over a year.
Maybe you can go tonight instead of me.
What do you know about April?
I don't know much.
That's why you're nervous.
Yes.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. So we found out why Jason is so nervous. And we also found... the answer to today's Find It question. The question is, what has Jason's aunt tried to do for months?
Good question. What has Jason's aunt tried to do for months? She's tried to set up Jason with April for months. Now, what does it mean to set up somebody?
Well, it's... means to arrange a meeting between two people.
Okay, so you can set up a meeting between two people. You can set up two people to meet together. You can make it happen. Have you ever tried to set up anybody with somebody else? Well, I said something here. I said I wish I had a date tonight. That would be nice because... I haven't dated anyone for over a year. I would like to date somebody.
Oh, and date is our key word. Date.
Date.
Date. When you go on a date, you are dating someone. To date someone means to go on a date with them. Let's try it in a sentence. Billy and Sue are dating. They started dating each other last week.
Good job, friends. Are you dating anybody? Are you going on a date with anybody soon? You can use this key word. Are you dating anybody? Are you going on a date? Are you going on a blind date with somebody? Well, Jack has a good question for Jason. He says, what do you know about April? He means, how well do you know April?
Well, Jason says, I don't know much. He doesn't know April, and that's why he is nervous. Well, I can understand that.
That's true. If you don't know somebody and you're going on a blind date with them, you're probably going to feel a little bit nervous. But don't be nervous right now, friends. It's time for us to review these key words, or this one key word right now. Say it with me. Date. Date. Lynn and Cam dated for 2 years before they got married. They dated for 2 years. So you can go on a date with someone. That means to go out with them one time. Or you can date someone. That could take a long time. You can date somebody. Well, let's go on now to conversation C.
Conversation C.
Have you ever been on a blind date before?
No. Can you guys give me some advice?
Well, Jason, you're a great guy. I would say just be yourself.
How do I do that?
Be honest. Talk to her like you talk to us.
Also, ask questions and listen to her answers.
The most important thing is to just have fun. You'll be fine, Jason.
I hope so.
This conversation is great because Jack and I are giving Jason advice for his blind date.
Well, what kind of advice are you giving Jason?
We have some pretty good advice, I think. And of course, advice is something that you tell someone to help them out. Jack says, Jason, you're a great guy. And he is a great guy. So Jack says, I would just be yourself. I would be yourself. What does it mean to be yourself?
Well, you are not being anyone else. Mm-hmm. You are not pretending to be someone else. You are confident to be yourself.
That's right, friends. Be yourself. Everybody else is already taken. Don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself. And what's one way to be yourself?
Well, to be honest. To be honest with yourself and to be honest with other people. And honest is our key word. Honest.
Honest.
Honest. When you are honest, you speak the truth. And I like what you said about being honest. You said, talk to her like you talk to us.
That's right. I think that Jason should talk to April like he talks to his friends. If you talk to your friends in an honest way, then you should also talk to people that you don't know in an honest way. Talk to her like you talk to us. And you know, this word honest can also be a noun. If you add a Y at the end, it turns into honesty. H-O-N-E-S-T-Y. It's good to have honesty in your relationships.
That's great advice, Tom. Now, friends, I hope that you can tell each other the truth. Be honest with each other.
That's right. Be honest with each other. You know, I need honest friends. Do you need honest friends, Amy?
I do. And honestly, let's review our key word. Honest. Honest. Be honest. Tell me the truth.
Be honest. Tell me the truth. Well, the truth is we need to take a break right now, but Let's Talk in English. We'll be right here when you get back. We'll see you soon.
Hello, welcome back to the Information Desk. 今天晚上 Jason 要去约会咯。他说 April and I are going out tonight. 我们学过 April 是12个月里的4月，不过也有女孩子取名字叫 April。其实除了 April 之外，像是5月 May、6月 June 或者是8月 August 也都是名字哦。Jason 说 April and I are going out tonight。其实 going out 这两个字直接翻译就是出去的意思，不过在这里这个情况指的是男女出去约会。所以如果你想要约女生出去的话，可以说 Would you go out with me? 女生愿意的话可以回答 Yes, I'd like to go out with you. 关于约会的说法，有时候还会用 see 这个动词，比如你问对方 Are you seeing someone? 就是问他目前是不是有交往中的朋友呢？又或者是有人向你告白，可是你已经有女朋友了，就可以说 Sorry, I'm seeing someone already.也是表达你已经有对象的意思。Jason 今天晚上要跟 April 出去，可是其实他根本就不认识 April。Tom 说 ,Jason is going on a blind date tonight. 其实今天的主题就是 Jason 的 blind date。这个 blind date 就是男女双方事先不认识，经过朋友或者是长辈的撮合介绍，这第一次的见面约会就是 blind date。约会的句型就是A go on a date with B, 像是 John is going on a date with Melody, 或者是 She is going on a date with Josh this weekend. 原来这次的约会是 Jason 的阿姨安排的。Tom 说 ,Jason's aunt has tried to set up Jason with April for months. 这里要学一个片语就是 set up。set up, 讲到男女交往的时候指的就是安排撮合的意思。To set up A with B, 就是撮合 A, B 两个人。不过设计陷害别人也可以用 set up。比如说你怀疑对方陷害你，就可以问 Are you setting me up? 你在陷害我吗？陷害的对象因为是代名词，所以要放在 set 和 up 的中间，变成 set me up。这是需要留意一点的。希望 Jason 今天晚上的约会会顺利哦。如果你想知道 Jason 约会的最新消息，记得明天一定要再来哦。I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm not allowed to date.
I'm not allowed to date.
我不准去约会。
Hey, do you want to go out with me?
Oh, yes. But I'm not allowed to date. I'm too young.
Can we have dinner together and go to a movie?
That sounds wonderful, but I'm not allowed to date.
Can we just have dinner together?
I would love to, but I'm not allowed to date.
Oh, so what do you want to do?
I want to date.
I'm not allowed to date.
I'm not allowed to date.
我不准去约会。
Well, friends, I am pretty excited for Jason. And I'm excited for you, too. You get a chance to practice with today's question of the day. The question is, would you ever go on a blind date? Why or why not? Here it is again. Would you ever go on a blind date? Why or why not? Well, Jack, would you ever go on a blind date?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm not sure. Well, maybe, yeah, I would go on a blind date. If, you know, the person who wanted to introduce me to that person was a good friend, I would go on that blind date.
Well, I'm a good friend. Maybe if I introduced you to somebody that you did not know, you would go with them on a blind date?
Maybe. Do you have someone in mind?
Yeah, I can think of a few people.This will be exciting. Well, friends, we want to thank you for joining us, as always, right here at Let's Talk in English at
The Mall.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.